Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe, I promise I'm not trying to get creative with those Marlins updates. It's just they're finding new and interesting ways to blow these
games. It's incredible the amount of different ways, two outs, two strikes in the ninth. Up 4-0, up 5-0, up 3-0. Not very safe right now. So, by the way, Edward Cabrera came back and looked unbelievable. 10 strikeouts. 6 innings, is up just the one earned run, but not enough, man. Not enough, and can't score runs late in games is a bad, bad combination. Plus, the relief pitching has not been that good. So, we got the team hadn't been that good. I mean, if we look at everything, so that's 3-14 on the season. We got a lot of stuff going on here. A little bit of football news too. I just I teased this before we got to 7 o'clock hour a little bit. Is Devontae Smith, the former Alabama wide receiver with the Eagles, got an extension. 3-year, $75 million, $51 million guaranteed. So if you're reading into the full contract, it's $25 million a year for the second receiver on the team. And boy, I'll tell you what, I wonder what Jalen Waddle was thinking when he saw that. I wonder what Jalen Waddle was thinking. And by the way, he's not the only one. There's a group of guys trying to get paid. CeeDee Lamb must be going, all right, that's what we're starting with on my 135 catches and over 1,700 yards just behind one guy. That would be the guy for the Miami Dolphins, Tyreek Hill, in yards. I feel pretty good. I'm going to get $30 million a year. Where's this thing on the wide receiver position stop, right? He's going to want it. He's not going to show up. They're not going to see Micah or CD at any workouts that they have over there. I guess that's a big thing for Jerry Jones, likes his guys to all be there. And they're going, nah, it's not mandatory. So we'll skip the workouts with the team. No fines. We won't be there. You know why. I guess everybody's kind of curious to see if the Dolphin, Jalen Phillips, is hurt. So I expect he'll be there. And everybody kind of wondering about Javon Holland, who is also going to want an extension. So getting back, though, to Jalen Waddle, there's been kind of an unwritten rule that when two guys get the big contracts, most teams don't like to do it. They just don't want to spend that much of your budget, salary cap budget, on two frontline receivers. And Devontae Smith got, I mean, he kind of got first round pick money, didn't he, Woody? I mean, unless that's the new number two money, that's
I can't imagine that's the new number two money. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but like, again, now, you know, how important is that wide receiver position? It seems more important than ever.
Yes. Nope, you're right.
Tied to that quarterback.
No, we're
position,
sitting here talking
right?
about getting a third wide receiver to go with.
Yeah, which is a silly conversation to keep having, but you know, again, most teams would be thrilled to have a good number two. We have a very good number two. A lot of people seem to think is a number one.
Yeah, somewhere in between.
But
dropped off a little bit last year after 18 yards. I think he led the NFL yards per catch the year before. But and by the way, great teammate. Not one bit of complaining. We've been actually pretty lucky so far because we haven't had complaining with the wide receiver position, which usually you have some guys on different teams that aren't real happy either with catches or targets or losing or feeling they're not a big enough part of the game. We've seen that happen three or four times, it seems like, every year on teams. But and you're right, Woody. Everybody liked to get a third wide receiver, but the budget on that third wide receiver position, I mean, there's a guy out there that there's no question the Miami Dolphins would love to have, Odell Beckham Jr., but they're not paying him $15 million a year. They ain't paying him $15 million with incentives and bonuses and wins, and they're not doing that. That's not going to happen.
That would be a big misstep.
Yeah, with everything you need on your team, you still got a lot of positions you want to upgrade.
So that Eagles thing is interesting, right? They fell off a massive cliff, unlike we've ever seen. I mean, that thing was, what did they win, like 10 or 11 straight games or something?
They went 10-1, didn't
they? Yeah,
they start.
They completely melted down over there.
Unbelievable. That was
and then
crazy.
I don't know if you believe in that quarterback or not either, man. Like, again, it all comes back to the quarterback. Like, you think Jalen Hurts is the guy? I mean,
well, it doesn't matter. He got paid.
Oh, I know, but
he's not going anywhere. So
a lot of guys
stop.
Get paid that aren't the guy, though, Joe. I mean, we can go back to the guy we were talking about earlier this morning, Dak Prescott.
Yeah, but
you know, I don't know where people rank him. I don't know what people think of him outside of, you know, our market. But
where are you?
Know,
gonna,
is,
so this goes
so
back
middle of the road. With that entire team is middle of the road.
I don't know.
And they have so – the problem is their expectations are high. And they lead you – this kind of feels like our story. They lead you to believe that they're good enough to make a run, and they don't – I mean, every single year it happens in the postseason with them.
If they win 12 games
it does,
last
but
year.
What does that matter, though?
Well, I mean, you act like they're
it doesn't
mediocre.
Matter if you win 17 games.
Mediocre.
Like if the Dolphins won 17 games and lost in the first round of the playoffs, it doesn't matter.
Your definition of mediocre is not 12 wins. 12-5 is not mediocre.
Losing early in the playoffs is?
Not mediocre. It's just not.
I don't know what your standards are. Like, you're on Dolphin standards or something?
Don't bring up the Dolphins. That's a separate deal. These guys have been good with 12 wins. Like, that coach didn't get fired because he wins 12 games a year.
Texas said the Dolphins are a clone of the Cowboys, good in the regular season, choke in the postseason.
But we haven't had their success overall. We haven't had it the last 3 years. They've had more. They just have. So the Dak Prescott thing, they're not getting rid of him. And where are they going to find something better? So that we can do that with him. Like, okay, Dak Prescott, what is he? 36 touchdowns, 9 interceptions in the regular season, 4,500 yards, and he stunk in the playoffs game, which he's done before. Stunk in the playoffs. They're not going to get rid of him. They're going to go, we got to get more out of him, but they're going to give him a new contract. Dak is, they're looking around going, how many quarterbacks are better than Dak? Dak's not, what are you going to say, he's in the middle of the road quarterback? You're going to say 36 touchdowns and 9 interceptions?
I just think you have to base these things on. You are so numbers-driven. You're surprisingly, you know, numbers-driven for a guy who never used to do this stuff. But you have to be more like playing the result here than just the numbers.
Well, if we went like, by you, the then like, we just talk about no, Kansas City. You think they're the only team that's good.
That's just not true.
And well, you rip Buffalo.
Lamar Jackson's done a lot of winning. Josh Allen's done
him.
A lot of winning. Well, Lamar Jackson's known for choking, which that's
so there you
did.
Go. There's my point. You had to get something negative out with that boy. Go ahead. Keep
not,
going.
I'm not
I'll let you go.
I'm not
go
trying
ahead.
To be negative, but like you have to play the results. You can't just – look, guys are going to put up numbers, Joe. The league is designed for guys to put up offensive numbers. Hell, they go to these meetings and they go, well, points are down by a little bit. We got to change the rules. The league is designed to score points and for these guys to put up numbers. So, like, again, I don't know why you keep throwing numbers in everyone's faces when it's irrelevant. As long as you win, you got to win.
Right.
And winning in the regular season, getting 11, 12 wins, whatever it is in the regular season is lovely, but you got to win in the postseason. That's when it matters.
Okay.
And guys like Dak Prescott not been able to do that.
So what would you do with Dak Prescott? Let me hear.
Oh, I don't have some great master plan how to replace
the guy.
There
you go again,
like
another team.
Screaming at me on the text line, like, who do you
replace him
with?
Well, don't get mad about the text line. You throw this out like he sucks.
I didn't say he sucks.
Oh, what are you saying?
I said he's a middle-of-the-road quarterback, which
I don't think
many people
would
argue.
What's middle-of-the-road? 15, 16,
yeah, sure.
17, 18?
Who's going to argue that he's not that? I don't care. I don't give a crap about the Cowboys.
I didn't say you did, Woody. You don't have to defend whatever you say.
But there is clearly an issue there for a team that has a lot of expectations and fizzles out every year.
They're the Dallas Cowboys. They have higher expectations than anybody in the league, starting with their owner.
They do a lot of that to themselves. Look how good they were last year. Didn't you think they had a chance to win a Super Bowl at some point last year?
No. Actually, I thought San Francisco was clearly better.
Okay. Did you think they had a chance to make a playoff run? I mean, come on.
I didn't think Green Bay was going to beat them, if that's what you're asking. No, I thought they'd beat Green Bay.
Yeah.
And Green Bay beat them up pretty good. By the way, Green Bay had San Francisco in pretty
yes,
good
they
shape,
did.
Too. If you really want to get into it. And Detroit. Oh, my God, Detroit. Detroit won two playoff games and should have won three. All right, we got to go to break.
Look, sometimes these teams are victims of their own success, right? They have great regular seasons, and you buy in, and you think they're going to make a run, and it doesn't happen. The Cowboys do that seemingly every year.
Well, they weren't very good on defense, but to your point, it always starts with a quarterback. I agree. I don't disagree. And
so
every
where do
time,
you put Dak Prescott? He's not a top 10 quarterback, is he?
He's pretty close. He's pretty close to top 10.
Well, if he's not in the top 10, that means he's middle of the road just about. And that's all he is, man. It's fine. You can win with that guy.
So his numbers in a regular season mean nothing, right? Is that what you're saying? Just let me get this right. So we won't pay attention to them when they come up because they don't really matter, whatever they are.
So two back-to-back texts here. This guy says, so basically what Hollywood's saying is if you don't make it to the Super Bowl, your season is a failure. Wow, he says Skip Bayless vibes. Shut up, man. And then another guy says Joe's been beaten into mediocrity, is numb.
Well, I mean, whatever. We just, like, we're going to sit here and go.
No, man. The Cowboys are real. They're awesome, man. They get into the playoffs. They lose in the first round. That's really, I mean, let's crown them. You know what we can give them?
Your sarcasm's
really
good today.
Why don't we do this to this 305
very
guy?
Very punchable.
Maybe, can they get a trophy? Like, they give that out to my son's little guys, the seven-year-olds. Can we give them one of those trophies for participation?
What's participation have to do with this?
I don't know. They got into the playoffs. Can we give them some sort of trophy?
Somehow we talked about numbers, and I just said, who are you going to replace them with? For everybody ripping Dak Prescott, I wouldn't by the way, there's guys that do this every day for a living that don't think they should re-sign him. I'm going, great. What are you going to do? That's great for everybody that says Dak Prescott's not worth. I mean, it's a little bit of Tua. Like, okay, what do you got? If you don't like Tua, what are you going to get? Where are you going to get where you're picking? Right, let me know if you don't.
I'm not saying replace him. I didn't say that.
No, just, well.
I'm not out here trying to replace guys, Joe. I just, again, I think the standard should be a little better than, like, let's just win a playoff game.
Oh, okay. So.
Because, like, again, you have sat here for the last, I don't know how many years. We're all in. We're all in. This is the best
we are
can
all
do.
In.
This is the most
we
money
are,
we can
are
possibly
all in.
Spend.
We should never let them off the hook. We are all in again this year.
So what all in means, like, let's win a wild card game and celebrate?
No, they came up. They did not do enough. But what are you going to say? What are you going to say now? We're switching over to Dallas.
I know
you
want to take baby steps and all this stuff, but then I hear Omar about how we can't keep all of our players.
I don't hear the Omar stuff. No, don't try to bring Omar into your deal. Like, Omar gets enough heat for what he does.
That's true.
Don't throw him in. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. Woody's trying to get it rolling here. So, I got to look it up now. Dak Prescott, how bad was he in that Green Bay game? He wasn't very good. But I don't know, man.
your team loses in the playoffs, the chances are your quarterback didn't play particularly well.
So you're going to get rid of all of them. What do you do?
Yes, I get rid of every last
one. Every one of them that doesn't play well. There you
draft new guys.
Okay, there you go.
You see, like, again, you're blowing it out of proportion, but, you know, the Cowboys, I'm guessing if you went over to Dallas right now and you did a show at their radio station in Dallas, I'm guessing a lot of people have probably had enough of the Dak Prescott experiment.
Oh, they're ripping him. There's no question.
That would just be my guess. Without knowing, without ever listening to any of their stuff, that would be my guess, is that they have probably, this thing has probably run its course for them.
I'm guessing a lot of people have lost confidence that all of a sudden they're going to show up this year and be better than Detroit and be better than San Francisco. You're probably right. Hey, I'll tell you what else you'd be right about. If you said you're going to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and Woody, I know you're a young guy and you don't have ED and the low T stuff right now and have to go through that, but I got to tell you, at some point, it will happen to everybody, and when it does, you got to deal with it. You can't run and hide, man. Low T is serious, man. Let's start with that. As you get into your late 30s, 40s, and 50s, oh, you start to lose. Your testosterone levels drop more and more, and it starts to affect your energy, your workouts, your life every day. You sleep more. You're moody. You don't sleep as well. A lot of bad things happen with it, even depression sometimes. You go, what the hell am I depressed about? My life's pretty good. And then on top of it, yeah, your sex drive is down too. I went through it, man. It hit me this about 6-7 months ago. It hit me, and it hit me hard. I was like, oh, boy. Apologizing to my wife, going, what the hell am I going to do now, man? This is terrible. I can laugh now. It wasn't funny at the time. But, boy, I'll tell you what, Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you. I just, when they were in here the other day in front of all the women in our meeting, I said, thank you, man. Your stuff friggin' works. It works. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T, and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They got 6 locations in South Florida. Hey, when you go in there, and you kind of go, first time you go in there, and that's the best time, right? That first meeting, you find out what the hell's going on in your life, and they explain it to you. But the great news is they're going to help you get rid of it. Call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. 6 locations in South Florida. Make that call today. Set up an appointment and knock out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Out ED and low T. All right, welcome back and good morning, everybody. As we continue on this morning, a lot of stuff. Got the transfer portal opening up, man, and we'll find out what's going to happen there with and who jumps in. By the way, they're talking about some really good football players around the country jumping in. Not happy if you're really good. I'm guessing, according to what position you play, but if you're really good and you decide to transfer, you're either on a team that's struggling, it's just not very good overall, or it has to do with money. And money might be first. I come around on this with Woody and the money. Because these guys now realize they can go to the best programs and get paid. The best programs have money. They have NIL money. Or the folks around them have NIL money to make and do what they need to do. So anyway, yeah, I'm guessing this money thing is for these guys. And we've talked about the money now and doing business for top transfer portal guys, whether it's a wide receiver, a running back, and especially if you get a quarterback that can play. So, yeah, those guys are going to get paid a lot of money. And speaking of money and that transfer portal and their free agency, Devontae Smith. I don't know. I was a little surprised. I'm apparently out of touch with this money thing. Devontae Smith ends up as a number two receiver. I mean, he is the number two receiver on that team. He ends up getting a 3-year, $75 million contract. I thought 25 was for like the number one guy on the team. And that just tells me they must look at him and feel that he is, you know, right there with A.J. Brown, of course, also had the big season and had a bunch of catches, 106 catches for him and 1,400 yards. But this guy was really good. He's really good player. And they kind of put up Devontae Smith's numbers next to Jaylen Waddle. And, boy, I'll tell you what, they look a lot alike. They look like they have something in common. I don't know how the Dolphins can give Jaylen Waddle going, I'll just take Devontae's contract, please. Just 3 years, $75 million, $51 million guaranteed. I am curious with these workouts getting ready to start up. Does everybody show up? What do you think, Woody? I think they all show. I do. And by the way, we're talking about Javon Holland, Jalen Phillips, and Waddle, Holland, and Phillips basically are the guys that are eligible for extensions and are all good players. Don't get me wrong. I know Jalen's coming off the Achilles, and it's not 100%.
Isn't it now more than ever, though? We look at this more, like guys that show up to these things, especially because the training camp is, you know, shorter. The practices aren't as much, and the preseason's been cut down. It's like, don't you kind of look at these things as like, you know, I don't know, important?
The workouts to
be
there?
Yeah, for guys to show up, like, so maybe more so than ever.
You know what? It's a great question because, your coach, they have them. They, there's a reason they're up and they're being posted on ESPN and NFL Network what days that everybody has starts their workouts, but they're not mandatory. And But I think it's a great way for guys that are pissed about their contracts, don't go, right? Isn't that the way you kind of like, okay, you're talking, but nothing's getting done on my contract. I'm not showing. I'm not showing until they're mandatory. Till I see the word mandatory, I'm not showing up. So that's what they have going on right now. Two of the best players in Dallas, their wide receiver and their pass rusher, those guys aren't going to show up. They've already – Jerry, we'll be there when you can find us, and you can't find us for these workouts right now because they're not mandatory. But I'll tell you what, it does send a message. When you don't show up to those, it just says, wow, you're not happy about something, right? Doesn't it scream, Woody, you're not happy about your money?
It does. That's the thing. Like, again, all this stuff is covered a lot closer now, right? I mean, we got 24-hour NFL coverage. You know, and they will talk about guys that don't show, and there'll be stories around them. So, you know, it's probably better off if you can show that you do, right?
You gotta work out somewhere anyway, right?
Not work out there?
Work out on the best facility? And then it also tells me, like, this coach, and I get these guys want to get their money. This is a business. I know. I didn't forget this. Go get them. I've seen what the business looks like at both ends when you're playing well and when you're injured. So, yeah, it's got a couple different personalities to it, and one is ice cold. One is ice cold when you don't have value. But I have trouble believing Javon, Jalen, or Jalen would not show up to workouts because of the head coach. 100% head coach. Nothing against anybody else, but if he talks to him and says, hey, man, you know, whatever we need to do, we'd love to have you here. And, you know, remember Mike's comments, right? Tua's also eligible for the extension. That's a given. I should have mentioned that before. But he said, I know my relationship with Tua, he'll be here. He knows we're kind of working on it, kind of. We're working on it, and...
Yeah, but at what point does that, you know, relationship, you know, kind of business trumps that, doesn't it, at some point? I get their buddies, and I get what Mike has done for his career. It's great. But Tua's got to look after himself, too. Again, I think Tua would be insane to not play. They're not signed something here. Whatever the best offer the Dolphins are willing to give, if I were him, I would take it.
Well, I don't think, first of
all. I just think it's too risky to go to move forward and not sign it. And, again, I don't know, Joe, like, to be honest, and this is, you know, kind of piggybacking off of what Mike Florio said. I don't know what Tua's value is or what his perceived value would be elsewhere. So, clearly, he fits in well here, and clearly he has a coach that likes him. But if Tua hit the open market, what would his value be to other teams? I mean, is there a team out there that wants to pay him more money and make him their franchise quarterback for the next 5 years?
I have no idea.
I have a tough time imagining that's the case. So, again, like if I were him, I would not roll the dice on myself here.
Well, he wants to be here.
Oh, I know.
Oh, there's no question he wants to be here.
I just hope he's not expecting, you know, some kind of insane, you know, Mahomes-type contract here.
Well, that's really between the team and that final offer that they make to him, and then he's going to have to.
Not that it should matter, though, again, because if either the Dolphins think he's the answer at that position or they don't.
Right.
So the longer this drags on, and hopefully it doesn't drag on into the off-season stuff here, but the longer it drags on, the more it raises that question.
Well, if he's not here, which, I don't think he'll miss camp or do any of that stuff. It just doesn't seem to be – that's not Tua. But if he did and he decided he was going to sit out or all of a sudden he's sitting on the side there for certain drills like Christian Wilkins, that'd be a real bad look. That would be an issue when your leader – and he is one of the leaders on the team. He is. It just doesn't sound like something he would do. But he does want to get paid, no question about it. And his agent's job is to get him as much money as he can, as much as I can squeeze out of the Dolphins. And then I got to make a decision. Is it enough? Am I happy with it? But I agree with everybody else, man. Tua doesn't want to be anywhere else. He's got everything right here. He's had success here. He's got good weapons to throw to. He's got a coach that he loves. He's got a group of coaches that he loves working with. You know, we talk so much about Mike. That whole coaching staff is it's been good, and there he is, you know. His name's right there at the top in the regular season, as you remind me, for the Dak Prescott and Tua stuff. Got to have success in the playoffs. You're right. But this will be interesting to see. I think Dolphins will not have a problem. I think all those guys will show up. I think Javon Holland, Jalen Phillips, Jalen Waddle, and Tua Tagovailoa, who are all eligible for extensions, will all be there.
Apparently, by the way, people know how many teams would be interested in Tua, Joe. Guy says, how many teams will line up and want Tua? Less than three. You know, he knows he only fits in this climate with this coach.
By the way, that's a good one.
I don't know what that the is a answer. Good one. Yeah, I don't know what the answer would be to that question. And if Tua has another season like he had this year, like again, how many teams would be in line to sign him if he hit the open market? I don't know the answer to that question, but I do think there are obviously very valid concerns.
I go back to this one on Tua, and whatever you think of him. And we're all over the board because I get it every day on both sides of the fence. We always say the neighbors can't agree on this one. Who do you have better? That I just go back to that. Like, do you have somebody better? Because he's had some really good games. Who do you have better? Like, if you don't like Tua, like you don't like Dak Prescott, great. And Dak's already gotten one extension. he can be up for. By the way, Dak's going to make a lot of money because Jerry Jones ain't letting Dak Prescott go. And those guys on ESPN, a lot of them think, hey, you got to let him go, man. He can't get it done, as you said, Woody, in the playoffs. And
well, that's not open for debate.
What's not open for debate?
I mean, Dak can't win the playoffs. That's not open for debate anymore, Joe. Like, at a certain point, you are what you are. I feel like when we did this, what did we do?
Yeah, you are. Marlins, you're on that. Marlins. Yeah. You are what you are.
Well, it's true, man. At a certain point, that's what you are. Like, you know,
whatever the case may be, you didn't hit me with that one.
I would never hit you with whatever the case may be. That's not my verbal crutch. But I will tell you that, like, again, these guys have a ceiling, and it's kind of like the thing we dealt with Ryan Tannehill. It's like, once you hit your ceiling, what do? You just sit there and, you know, keep giving guys contracts and hoping that it changes, or do you move on?
Woody, 36 touchdowns led the league by a lot.
But you're throwing numbers at me that are literally meaningless.
You don't care about numbers.
Because they're meaningless.
Well, you mean, I'll tell you what's meaningless. When you throw one touchdown and two picks in every game.
Dak could throw 80 touchdowns, win the MVP, and they could go 17-0. And if they lose in the playoffs, what's the difference?
That's what Lamar did.
Yeah, so what's the difference?
What, so I'm Lamar, asking you.
You think Lamar sits back this offseason and is like, man, guys, that was awesome.
No, but you're going to get
really
rid of Lamar?
Good finish.
No. Don't take all, that angle.
Okay.
Are you
it also
take...
wasn't all Lamar's fault. He had a wide receiver who made a couple of costly plays in that game.
So can I throw
that
one at
didn't
you?
Certainly didn't help his case.
So you're going to throw that in there now. It's not
but
Lamar's fault.
That's the rap on Lamar. You know that. I don't make these things up, man, just for like.
Well, you're all over. Well, so what side are you on? So what's Lamar? Because Lamar has been knocked out of the playoffs.
Lamar is a fantastic quarterback, very dynamic talent, who has not been able to win a big game in the playoffs.
And you threw out some excuses why he didn't win. And by the way, you can blame Dak for the 48 points Dallas's defense gave up?
No.
Oh.
Not his fault.
Because you didn't mention that one friggin' time.
Not his fault. But what's the most important position on the team, Joe?
Oh, Woody. God, you're stuck. You are quarterback stuck in the mud right now.
You're right,
we really are.
So is that whole league. Yeah, hey, by the way, if you're not into quarterbacks, you may want to not watch the draft. I know you might want to skip that.
Oh,
because you're going to have, 30% of the league looking for quarterbacks. So you may want to skip the draft if the quarterback's not your thing,
yeah,
Joe.
But like, you're talking about guys having success in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's
how
a big deal.
How do you think
Lamar? That's a big deal.
Josh.
Kind of. Look,
two
if
the
you
best.
Run into Mahomes, I get it. I get it. You run into Mahomes.
Oh,
you run into Mahomes.
So that changed a little bit.
Okay. But Lamar Jackson, that's been his thing. He's lost the big games in the playoffs.
Does that change how you feel about the MVP?
About the MVP award, the actual award itself?
He won the award.
I think the award should be a postseason award as well.
I don't care.
I mean, I don't
that's
think it
different.
Should be.
A lot of people think that in the NBA and everything else,
of course,
too.
It should be.
All right. We got to go to break.
Regular season
what
it is,
you're
bro.
You're bouncing
ask Jimmy Butler. Ask Jimmy Butler what he thinks of the regular season.
How many times? You can't keep bouncing to a different part of this topic.
The regular season is completely different than the postseason. Okay, that's where the greats are made in the postseason.
Everybody's having success in the playoffs. We've just gone way, way too long without success. But
yeah, I've noticed.
But you're sitting here beating the hell out of Dak Prescott, who, by the way,
I'm not beating the hell out of him. I don't care what they do with Dak Prescott. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, you got
I care
about
our
about
situation
it.
Down here. It's not an opinion, Joe. It's a fact.
What, the 36
that team,
touchdowns?
That team has fizzled out in the playoffs every single year that he's been the quarterback there. So, like, again, that's not like me just making something up. That's the fact.
All right, are you done?
I am.
Okay. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff here. I just want to make sure you got it all out of there besides that. The whole list of guys that don't have success in the playoffs. No, we got Lamar, Dak, and...
Hey, at least we're entertained during the regular season, right? I bet that's what Cowboys fans are sitting in Dallas saying this morning.
No.
Boy, that regular season was really fun.
You know what?
It doesn't matter that we can't win a playoff game.
You know what?
That thing was really fun.
I'm
entertained.
Your sarcasm.
It's all about entertainment. It is an entertainment product, first and foremost,
whenever you're
right?
Whenever you're done, I'll go to break so we can not be 20 minutes late. All right, right now I want to talk to you about something very serious here. Very serious, and it's not Woody, who I'm about ready to go in there and clown hit here in a second. I'm not going to do that.
What did you say, clown hit?
Clown hit. Hit you like a clown. All right, people need cash, man. Interest rates are higher, high insurance rates. HOA fees, all of it, man. And then somebody like Woody shows up at the meeting and you're like, don't say a word, man. He's here. I'm going to hit him. Don't do it. A lot of folks running credit card debt up and just a bad idea. 28 to 30%. Boy, it is a killer. and not the answer. We're finding out a lot of people that are living in condos over on the water, thought they were all set up for life, and then all of a sudden, man, you need that cash, and you decide to run your credit card up, and that's just not it, man. Just not the answer. It'll put you upside down for a long, long time and get you just debt over your friggin' head. Michael Kotze can take care of it for you, man. He can help you get rid of that money stress, get that credit card paid off, reverse mortgages. Super popular right now, more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify, and it might be perfect. There's a reason so many people are going to the reverse mortgage right now. And then just debt consolidation in general is a problem. A lot of people just need to get some equity out of their home with all these costs going up, making it a lot more difficult to live here in South Florida. Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage has no life and is ready to help you because all he does is work 7 days a week. I heard his wife complaining. She says, you don't want to do anything except help. You sit here on your phone and all you do is help people, man. You get them approved. You get it done for them. What about me? I need more time. So, Michael, man, don't mess up with that good-looking wife of yours. What are you doing? Hey, call or text him today, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. 30 years in the business. Michael Kotze's been helping people here in South Florida, MLS 166254, rates and terms, subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, we've about wiped out this segment. What do you have for us?
Someone asked if a clown hit is a pie in the face.
Yes, it is, actually.
This quarterback stuff gets feisty, doesn't it? Everyone's all riled up.
Well, listen, you know, so I'm watching these guys on ESPN. They're saying you got to get rid of Dak Prescott. You can't give him a new contract.
Yeah, but you can't just say you got to get rid of him. And I'm with these guys. You can't just say you want to get rid of a guy without some sort of solution, but – you know, look, man, I'm guessing in Dallas there you have that they feel that thing has run its course, but I don't know.
They've been ripping that defense, though, that they're a little light in the britches on the defensive line. Mm-hmm. They get run on. They're, you know.
Is that like they're a soft football team?
It's so funny. Gosh, there we go again. You're right. Okay. Although we're good against the run.
Soft football team argument, but.
So the soft. Oh, God.
Bro. Yeah, we got time. Let's do this real quick. This is for the Dolphin fans. We'll rub a little salt in the wound here, Joe. The Jets, you may have noticed, switched uniforms and logos yesterday. They announced new stuff. Jets owner Woody Johnson came out and said, "We work for the fans. They have consistently asked for us to return to our roots, and we heard them."
That's not going to happen here.
That is the only thing I can think of with that quote. Sorry, Dolphin fans.
Stephen Ross.
We don't hear you.
Stephen Ross is not getting rid of that soft-looking dolphin for the old guy. He's just not bringing it back.
Oh, boy.
And that's all I wear, too, is the old stuff.
Yeah.
I like the old stuff, too, which, by the way, you can buy.
Yeah.
But
you wear what's given to you. But... All right. Speaking of jerseys, by the way, here, Joe, Caitlin Clark's jersey went on sale, of course, for the Indiana Fever, and the jersey – actually, within the first few hours, sold out temporarily. It's back up now on Fanatics, but this thing is selling a ton of jerseys. Did you see, by the way, her contract?
No.
Her four-year deal. So she's going to be on a four-year rookie deal. Her salary starts at $76,000. Then it goes to $76,500, increases to $78,000, and then $85,000. So it ends up being $338,000 over 4 years.
And meanwhile, she'll make a couple million dollars a year in endorsements.
Yes, yes, yes.
But you're right, man. That people didn't realize. That was like she get.
I'm guessing if she continues to raise the league's popularity and they get more TV money coming in and all that good stuff, I'm guessing those numbers will go up.
All I know is Those women in the WNBA ought to be embracing her and not taking shots at her like she's nothing. Like, your ass needs to, like, make sure, like, not ripping her about, you know, welcome to the WNBA, this is not Iowa and all that stuff, because you guys can all make money off this woman.
All right, and finally here, Joe, congratulations to Logan Paul as he got his Sports Illustrated swimsuit model girlfriend pregnant with their first child. And he has a baby coming here soon. So congratulations to Logan Paul. Got to be a nice little life there, huh?
It's great.
That bothers you, I know. It's the only reason why I brought it up.
You're on a roll. You really are. You're on a roll today, man. You're such a clown. You really are a clown. I haven't called you an ass clown, but you're a clown.
All the texters are angry enough at me as it is here, so.
All right. You done?
Sure.
Thank I wiped your segment out real quickly. I know how to do that. All right.
Someone said that's your old contract.
No.
You didn't make that much, did you?
I told you I went 35, 42, 50 the first 3 years. Then it took off. Then it went 80. All right, we've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here. We've got Brian Baldinger going to join us. We're also going to check in with the sports barber, man. Talk about a guy. What a great story the sports barber's been, and he's opening a brand new place, man. It is going to be sweet in Davie, and so we'll be telling you more about that. So don't get your hair cut yet, man. Don't get your hair cut yet. We'll have that coming up for you. Right now, I want to talk to you about something that's pretty special. Pretty special. I like to throw out these numbers every day. You ready for it? Here we go. 35-135-7. Ooh, what's that, Joe? Well, that would be 35 years, 135 trucks on the road daily, 7 days a week. I'm talking about air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing. I always tell everybody, listen, they may not be perfect, but their service, they're going to bust their butt every day, family-owned and operated with trained and certified technicians and licensed, experienced plumbers to get all your problems taken care of as quickly as possible, doing it first class and coming out quickly, even on a Saturday and Sunday. And if you need a new air conditioning unit, if you need a new water heater, we've got them in stock, ready to go, all different sizes. We don't have to order them and wait for them to come in from another part of the country or world. We have them right here in stock, ready to go for you. This thing was built on great service. Same-day installation is the goal every day. Financing plans to help you out with the best damn people in the business and still family-owned and operated every day with Eric and all the rest of those guys, Mike, Chippy, all of them over there, ready to make sure you get first-class treatment. That's what they do. That's why this thing continues to grow and get bigger than the number one Ream dealer in the nation. You hear a lot about air around the clock, air conditioning, and plumbing. The next time you have a problem, you tell them Joe Rose said to give him a call, 1-888-349-6922. That's air around the clock, air conditioning, and plumbing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.